WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After what he calls a very productive call, President Trump says he'll meet with Vladimir Putin in Budapest for more talks on ending the war in Ukraine. He says there was discussion during today's call about the ask from Volodymyr Zelensky for more missiles. Asked about his next moves, Trump responds,
"We have a problem. They don't get along too well, those two, and it's sometimes tough to have meetings, so we may do something where we're separate but equal.
Tomorrow, he'll meet with Ukraine's president at the White House. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Ukrainian officials said today that a massive overnight strike by Russia is a sign of Putin's disinterest in peace. And on the eve of his visit to the White House, Zelensky argued that Putin is only re-engaging now in order to discourage Trump from sending those Tomahawk missiles.
Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton is indicted on charges of mishandling classified information. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
When asked for his reaction, specifically if he had reviewed the case against Bolton.
No, I haven't, but I just think he's a bad person.
John Bolton was the president's national security advisor during Trump's first term, but was fired after less than 2 years on the job. His outspoken criticism of the president earned him even less favor with his former boss.
CBS's Charlie Daggett reports on a show of military muscle at Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro's doorstep.
The U.S. military took out another alleged drug-carrying boat this week, the fifth strike in 6 weeks. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has fired back against the escalation, saying there will be no regime change or CIA-orchestrated coup.
His bandmates say he was an essential and irreplaceable rock soldier. Ace Frehley, the KISS member with the smoke-filled guitar, has died. His agent says the rocker known as Space Ace and Spaceman died peacefully, surrounded by family in Morristown, New Jersey, following a recent fall. He was 74. The governor of California says he's not waiting for the pharmaceutical industry to do the right thing and will begin offering its own brand of low-cost insulin. Over the last decade, the cost of insulin has skyrocketed, and doctors and pharmacists say many patients have made difficult and even dangerous choices.
Patients who have made the choice to forego their insulin because they didn't have the money to pay their copays.
So California Governor Gavin Newsom said they were taking matters into their own hands. Beginning January 1st, a five-pack of pens will cost no more than $55 because, he said, Californians shouldn't ration insulin or go into debt to stay alive.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Organizers announced that the Milan Cortina Winter Olympic Games will feature the most widespread opening ceremony in history.
The opening ceremony of the Milan Cortina 2026 Olympic Games will be a celebration of harmony, the theme chosen to guide the show. Organizers said it will be a story of beauty, creativity, and Italian identity that will come to life on February 6 next year at Milan San Siro Stadium. The creative director of the opening ceremony, Marco Balic, said it will be a journey into the true colors of Italy, its art, creativity, and humanity that will speak to the whole world. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Milan.
Nestle is cutting 16,000 jobs globally as part of an intensifying cost-cutting campaign. Nestle, which makes Nescafe drinks, Purina pet food, and other products, says that the job cuts will take place over the next 2 years. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, an isolated shower or two tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the low 70s. Near 70 Saturday, around 60 Sunday, still the chance for showers and storms. It's 60 right now.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
probably come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Stolen, there's WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Sweet, oh yeah. When you frisking old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Make you what may be, that have the right amount of letters
Just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the word.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently
every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572. WRJN.
Couldn't be true.
shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on here, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
want to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who once served President Trump in the White House, will now find himself in a courthouse. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports on his federal indictment for allegedly mishandling classified information.
The charging documents allege the former National Security Advisor shared more than 1,000 pages of highly sensitive information about his day-to-day activities in the White House, including classified national defense information, some of it top secret, and some of which he emailed in diary-like entries to relatives between April 2018 and September 2019.
In a written statement, Bolton said he has, quote, become the latest target in weaponizing the Justice Department. President Trump says he will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Hungary for talks on ending the war in Ukraine, following what he called a very productive phone call.
Marco Rubio is going to be meeting with his counterpart, as you know, Lavrov. And they'll be meeting pretty soon. They're going to set up a time and a place very shortly. Maybe it's already set up. They've already spoken.
Trump meets tomorrow, Friday, with Ukraine's President Zelensky at the White House. KISS founding member Ass Frehley has died.
I'm back in the New York room. I'm back.
Frehley was the original lead guitarist of the glam rock band, getting attention for his elaborate makeup and smoke-filled guitar. His agent said he died peacefully today, surrounded by family in Morristown, New Jersey, following a recent fall. Frehley was 74. A federal judge in Chicago says she is profoundly concerned ICE agents are violating her orders restricting the use of tear gas on protesters. So WBBM Chicago's Haley Hansen reports she's making a change.
U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis modified her temporary restraining order issued last week to require any body-worn cameras agents are wearing to be turned on during law enforcement activities in Chicago. She also ordered ICE's field director to appear in court to answer questions on how the agencies are adapting to her orders.
A shortage of aluminum has caused Ford Motor Company to temporarily pause some production at its largest plant. Jeff Gilbert is in Detroit.
Ford's most profitable products, its pickups, use a lot of aluminum. Ford has halted some SUV and EV production to keep making the trucks. Sam Fiorani of Auto Forecast Solutions says Ford is scrambling for new sources of aluminum.
They're going to find an alternative, and if they have to pay tariffs to import them, then so be it, because they need to keep this production going.
The aluminum shortage could